Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a finish to this game. Win or lose, it'll be talked about for a long time. Barnes will throw it in. Slaps the ball. Fox goes to the backcourt to get it. He's not in a hurry. Dribbles it up. They're going to try to get the ball out of his hands. Fox dribbles at the logo. Spins on. Runs into Draymond. Pass over to Barnes. Barnes for three. No good. Buzzer sounds. The Warriors escape with a win. State 126, Sacramento 125.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, the embarrassing thing, let's keep talking it out, but let's file it over here for just a second.
Okay.
There's two individuals who play for the Kings I want to talk about. I want to get something off right here real quick. I'm not here for the making fun of Harrison Barnes. Like, I'm out on that. I'm just out on it. I don't know why Warrior fans look at Harrison Barnes the way they do. That's a champion. That's a champion. Whatever you thought about, oh, he didn't shoot the percentage you wanted him to shoot at the right time or whatever, Harrison Barnes was a drafted player and an NBA success story who is about to make over $200 million. And by the way, was a key piece in the process to getting Kevin Durant on the team. Why are we so hard on Harrison Barnes? Leave my man alone. I hope he misses all of his shots again tonight, but leave my man alone.
Well, we're hard on Harrison Barnes because of the 2015 NBA playoffs, where he was...
disappointing, not embarrassing.
I didn't say it was embarrassing.
I'm just saying it before you say it.
You asked why we're so hard on Harrison Barnes, and you look at in the NBA Finals, 4 of 9, 5 of 10, 0 of 8 in Game 3.
That's one game. The first two were good.
In a loss at Cleveland, he played 19 minutes. He was 0 of 8 from the floor.
Yes.
No points.
Okay.
0 puntos.
So you had a bad day.
Thank you.
Like, what's the big deal?
It's not a big deal.
Where did the series go from there? What happened next?
They won three straight.
Uh-huh.
He had 14, 8, and 9.
Okay.
Very Wiggins-esque.
Champ.
K-Wig.
Champ.
I don't hate Harrison Barnes.
We look back on Barry Zito's. Like, Barry's wallet is not good in this town. Sucked. Every single
champion
year, except for 1 week.
Don't come down my guy Barry Zito's road.
This guy showed up for one game.
Barry and I have history.
We guy wearing Dodger hats on planes, and we don't even let him pull his wallet out in this town. Because championship. Leave my man, Harrison, alone.
Game 3, Western Conference Finals against Houston.
Yes.
0 for 9. 0 puntos. No goal.
My man didn't always come up big.
He came up small in that many one. Times.
By the way, you know who else? Well, I'll get to in a second.
Do it.
You know who else comes up
you
small?
Won't.
No, I will. You want to know who comes up small? Now I'm directing my energy towards Sacramento Kings fans.
Oh.
And you are welcome on this show. Why the hell do you love Domantas Sabonis so much?
Oh, he's elite.
What the hell is the matter with all of you? He's fine. He's good. Should have been an all-star, Mark. He was snubbed. Just talk about him like he's good. Every Kings fan I hear from, you'd swear that this guy, it's like there's Jordan, there's LeBron, and then there's Sabonis. And every time, here's what really bugs me about Sabonis, because by the
way, what's bugging you Friday at 2?
Can't wait that long. Season might be over. Okay? What really gets me about this guy, last year, these two teams played. He made your team worse. It was abundantly clear to anybody who watched the games. He struggled. He came up small in his biggest moment. He came up small. And you're here the next day, and this is why you're adorable. You're here the next day to tell us, this might be the best power forward in the league. It is? It is? Him and the front rim were practically married in that series last year. He banged on it so many times. Like, my goodness, why are you so infatuated with this guy? And anytime any of us or anybody else tries to pin you down about Domantas Sabonis, you do the same thing. Well, his numbers, you pull out his basketball reference page.
And it's impressive.
21 points and 21 points. You know who else scores in this league? Jordan Poole. I don't want to hear your stats. Someone, if you're a Kings fan, you are welcome on this show. Call and tell me and Dibs how this guy is actually affecting winning, actually making you better in big moments. I've yet to see it.
Well, you yet to see it against Golden State because he struggled against Golden State because they know how to defend him and they leave him open to shoot the ball from the outside, which he's not very good at. But if you look at Sabonis, and I know you have against other teams.
Watch them all the time.
He's a really good player.
Of course. I just said he's a good player.
Right, but it's against this team has figured out the way to guard him. And maybe tonight will be different because they're going to play drop coverage and they're going to let him shoot that 15 to 18 footer and they're going to dare him to make it.
See, isn't it fascinating, though? There's a reason I just gave you these two players at the same time. I gave you Harrison Barnes, and you gave me why the Golden State Warrior fan base has a hard time with him. Why? Because the thought is he shrunk when the moment got big.
Yeah.
And that's not a good characteristic for an athlete. Okay? Same thing happened with Domantas Sabonis. They've been to the playoffs one time. And he went, ooh, we little small. He just got all in his head. And the Warriors just made, and his numbers were the same that they were all the time, which is the argument all the time. But if you watched the game, you saw he was not helping you win. And yet that fan base, gosh, they'll get into a brawl with you about him. They will just go to the end of the earth to defend Domantas Sabonis.
That's a four. It's really good.
Why? Like, if he comes out and scores 40 tonight, we're going to have a retraction tomorrow.
Sure.
Then I get it. But he hasn't done that yet. He hasn't done that in his career.
No. And if you look at the games last year in the playoffs, he averaged 16.4 in the series. And I'm not trying to hit you with numbers, but I will highlight a couple of things. Game 6, Kings at Chase Center. Sabonis goes 3 of 12, 7 points, 11 rebounds. And the Kings won by 19. So... He played 23 minutes, he had a bad game, and the Kings ran away with it regardless.
That's my point.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Game 7.
How's he affecting
Sabonis?
Winning?
10 of 16, 22 points. 8 rebounds, 7 assists. Warriors won by 20.
L.
So that is kind of the interesting way to look at it, because he is a great player, but how is he affecting winning? Game 1, he was a minus 9. The Kings won. Game 3, he was a minus 20. The Kings got blown out. And, you know, you look at his best games in that series, and it didn't necessarily lead to Kings victories.
When I watch him play, and this is kind of what I hear, because I got a lot. We all got peeps in Sacramento. We're all family here. Yeah, there's way too much bleeding into this area, that area. That's why this matchup is always so much fun. Every time I talk to a Kings fan, Warrior fans, you guys only watch the Warriors. You don't know. Do you remember the lead up to that series? Wait till you see DeMontis Sabonis. Mm.
You got no answer for him.
You Warrior fans only watch TNT. You don't know what's going on with the package. You don't know what's going on the NBA package. That's the fan that knows what he's talking about. Wait until you see DeMontis Sabonis.
You casuals don't know about DeMontis Sabonis.
Well, I watched DeMontis Sabonis. I'm sorry. I'm still waiting. Tonight is game 8. Might it be tonight that we finally see him affect winning? You have to affect winning. Steph Curry, 50 points, game 7. Affect winning. And Kings fans love to just rip Draymond Green's shorts off. He's an instigator, all of this stuff. Is that, like, maybe it's the Kings fans that are only looking at box scores. Watch the game and tell me who affects winning more between Draymond Green and DeMontis Sabonis. It's not even close.
Well, head-to-head, it's not close. And that's where we see that sample, because when the Warriors do play the Kings, Draymond Green outplays DeMontis Sabonis each and every time, and the Warriors won last year in 7 games. But if you watch all 82 games for the Kings over the course of the regular season, he affects winning a lot, and he's a great player. Yeah. Maybe he's more of an 82-game guy than he is a 16-win guy, and this is something that Draymond's talked about and Steve Kerr. Some players are built for the 82, the 82-game regular season, and other players are built for the 16. The 16 wins you need to win an NBA championship. Maybe he's not a guy built for the 16.
But if you're not built for the playoffs, then I'm sorry, you're not built. Like, you're not getting $200 million extension to, quote, not be built for the playoffs. And so I tense up a little bit every time I hear you say he's a great player. He's a very good player. He's a very good player. But to earn the word great, you got to do something in this league, man. He's never even won a playoff series. You have to do something that matters in this league. And I know that he can amass numbers over 82 games. But I'm going to push back on the idea that he affects winning in a major way because his team has never even won 50 games. Like, their record this year is good. It's not great. Same as the Warriors. It's good. It's not great. Like, it doesn't get our attention. And the Kings went backwards. They went from the 3 seed to the 9. I know they only had 2 fewer wins. I get that. But does that even make sense? I know there were injuries. But last year was the coming out party. You introduced yourselves to the world. You took the Warriors to 7 games. Shouldn't you have been better this year? And I don't want to hear that it's, oh, because the rest of the conference got better. You're supposed to be the ones that got the most better. The Suns are the only other team that made massive changes in the Western Conference. Who else made massive changes? The Minnesota Timberwolves just came back as themselves.
Right.
And the Thunder just came back as themselves.
The Clippers made big changes.
And I know Holmgren's ready to rock now and all that. Yeah. The Clippers, sure.
Clippers made big changes.
Sure. But like,
brought in Harden and Westbrook.
Yeah. But like, you should be better. And that's on the best players.
It is.
We've been hanging whatever the Warriors do around the big three
exactly.
All the time. So if you're young and you make the playoffs, you come back the next year, I don't know, you're supposed to be better. You're worse.
Right, and I think that a big reason why they are worse is because you had the injuries late in the year, and that certainly hurt you, and also the West is a lot deeper and better. I'm not making excuses for the Adorables. The Kings are about as good as they were last year, and last year, as good as they were, was good enough for a 3 seed, and this year, you're a 9 seed. And that's the same thing you could say about the Warriors. Sure. Last year, they were probably this good, and you were a 6, and now you're a 10. And so the West got a lot better. OKC and Minnesota got a lot better. Denver's still as good as they were. Dallas is a little bit better. And the Clippers and Phoenix about the same. And so it was much more of a morass of teams in the middle. And yeah, the Warriors have their excuse as to why they're not in the playoffs. And the Kings have their excuse as to why they're not in the playoffs. And that's why these two teams will face tonight in a 9-10 play-in, because they had excuses. Denver had no excuses. Denver has maybe the MVP again. We'll find out if he actually wins it or not. Defending champs. Minnesota and OKC were damn near flawless all year. And then teams 4 through 10, you could all look at reasons why, you know, maybe you weren't as good as you should have been. Ingram was out. And the Clippers had their injuries.
Yeah.
Phoenix is the real head scratcher.
That's a total head scratcher.
Yeah.
But the Kings should have gotten better. In theory, there's just the arc of the way things work. You had all that experience last
year. Young team, exactly.
Young team. You got into the playoffs. Good job. You went against the champs, and you gave them one hell of a punch. You're supposed to come back and be better the next year. And they came back, and they're kind of like, it was just like a flat. Like,
yeah.
They're still good, and yes, they had some injuries, but like, even if they hadn't had those injuries, what would they be? Would they win 3 games more?
They're one game worse than they were last year.
47
and 35, I had them at last year.
I think 48. I'm almost sure.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 48
and
34.
My bad. No, all good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.